This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Secretary of State Kerry is traveling to Vienna today for more nuclear negotiations with Iran. The deadline for a deal is June 30th. Kerry has many tools at his disposal as he works with U.S. allies to persuade Iran to curb its nuclear program. But how sharp are those tools? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
Kerry's sharpest tool? Sanctions that have taken a huge bite out of Iran's oil exports. It still exports some oil to a handful of countries, but oil payments can't go through Western banks. Gary Sick was on the National Security Council under Presidents Ford, Carter, and Reagan. He estimates Iran is owed around $40 billion.
It's their money. They were paid that money to sell oil to these countries, but they can't get their money.
Sick says Iran is definitely feeling the pinch because the U.S. and allies in Europe, as well as China and Russia, support the sanctions. But that support could wither if Iran found a way to avoid Western banks. John Alterman is a senior vice president with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Presumably, the Iranians would sell their oil at a discount over the global price. And if you could save $6 a barrel buying Iranian oil, there are people who say there's a lot of money in that.
Alterman says the sooner a nuclear agreement is reached with Iran, the better. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.